and welcome to Thursday, May 1st edition of What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Love to hear from you. Telephone number for you to sound off on that soapbox is 855-200-1776. Best news of the morning, the Minnesota Wild defeat the Colorado Avalanche. I hate the late games because, you know, I was able to stick with most of it. You know, 2-2, 3-3. Oh, no, the Avalanche scored. It's 4-3. Then they tied up 4-4, but I did not make it to 5-4 Wild. I woke up at 3 in the morning and the TV's still on. And the early morning news was good that the Minnesota Wild did win and advance to play the Chicago Blackhawks. That's good stuff. Way to go, Minnesota Wild. Fired up about that. Saw a great movie last night called Farmland. By the way, my thanks to the folks from the North Dakota Soybean Council. Met a number of growers last night and folks from around the region. There are farmers and ranchers there. But mostly probably city folks is probably a good idea to have, you know, the whole idea of Farmland, the movie, by the way, is it's a documentary done by a well-known filmmaker who's done some other things. It's put together in with this group called the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. It's a bunch of like 80 farmer and rancher-led organizations and ag partners. Then, of course, the North Dakota Soybean Farmers from the North Dakota Soybean Council brought it here to North Dakota for a premiere showing last night. And it's showing at some places around. But the idea is obviously food doesn't come from the grocery store. Where does food come from? It comes from a farm. It chronicles six young farmers. And it does a really neat story. Just it tells a good story, and it's just a I don't know. This is my kind of movie. It's real. It's the next generation of American farmers and ranchers right through their eyes, through their lens, and what they go through. Nebraska farmer, fifth generation corn and soybean farmer was chronicled. David Loberg was his name. There was a Minnesota farmer, fourth generation farmer that was taking over his family's hog farm operation with his brother and sister, and they grow corn and soybeans down there, which they use for feed, and hogs as well. And you know, the real story of modern agriculture just simply isn't told very often. Farmers, they don't really speak out. I mean, they don't get out there and talk much. And I'm glad these folks did. I'm really glad they did, because consumers now have a first-hand look at what happens on the farm. So it's kind of neat. So if you haven't been to a farm and don't really understand all the workings of it, great movie to see, Farmland. Check it out, okay? I enjoyed it very much. I took Mark the Freedom Poet. Mark came along. Good to catch up with him and see a nice movie and meet some folks. Enjoyed it very much. Okay, on the program today, what do we got for you? The Golden Girls will be here in just a bit. Ellen Radner and Glenkeeta Cullum. Finally, we're getting some traction on this Benghazi stuff. So talk about it yesterday, but I'm anxious to do that today on the program. What did we get stuck on yesterday? We got stuck on some off-the-wall topic that we weren't intending to talk to, which happens with the Golden Girls from time to time. Something that Ellen... Oh, I think it was the Oklahoma botched execution. That's what it was. Also today, I'm going to start a new feature that we're going to be doing weekly on the program. We're going to talk with our friends at Pinnacle, the agronomy division out in Tioga and Stanley. And we're going to talk seed treatment on small grains and peas and seed availability. Garrett Groves, the location manager for the agronomy division at Pinnacle. Also, just see how farmers in the patch are doing. A lot of the folks I talked to last night just said, hey, I've got nothing in. Very, very little. Very, very little in. Soybean guys are okay because they this is a little early for them anyway. But obviously the wet conditions is slowing up the planting season here. So and that was mostly folks in the valley. We'll find out how things are in the patch. And that, well, I think they've actually had more rain out there. And we'll start with some open phone time in the 9 o'clock hour today. Talk about some things in the news. We're going to catch up with the folks from Medora. Despite spring's late arrival, Medora's going, the Bully Pulpit Golf Course going, musical is cranking, and so the season's underway. I want to get you an update on all that's happening there from our friends at Medora. We're going to talk to Jay Almley, who's the senior research manager at the Energy and Environmental Research Center. And he can put into words what I have. He can give us a science background for what's been my gut feeling on a lot of the hysteria over these filter socks that were wrongly disposed of. Number one, it's like anything. 99% of it is done correctly. 1% is not. And the media tends to hyperventilate about the 1%. But, you know, and I'll give them some credit because to the extent this has been exposed, now some new rules will be being put in place, and the regulators are having to get on it to close a bit of a problem, make sure the penalties are a little stronger so this doesn't happen. But 99% of the time it happens correctly. But a lot of the headlines have, in my view, been irresponsible because they don't contain the context necessary to explain the. The content of what's in these filter socks. You see these blazing headlines, radioactive waste dumped in, such and such location. A lot of misconceptions about the danger and the quote-unquote radioactivity and also about any environmental damage they cause. So we'll get some facts on that today from an expert on the program. So we look forward to chatting with that about. We're getting more information on the Little Falls case we spent a lot of time talking about, the shooting death of two burglars that invaded the home of a Little Falls man who, because of the recording that he did and his own testimony, we know went a little far. A jury agreed with that and very quickly were convinced that the shootings had been planned. And that was an angle we talked about, but that's what the jury with all the facts came back with, and that's why things moved as quickly as they have. We have some more details about some of the things that they're saying. How about the filibuster success on the minimum wage bill? Republicans get a lot of grief for not fighting. They fought back, pushed back on the minimum wage bill. It didn't pass muster in the Senate. So, pretty extraordinary when you think about. You had Harry Reid and you had President Obama and you have Senator Heitkamp all jumping up and down saying how bad we need this minimum wage bill, and they didn't muster the votes. So pretty good, pretty interesting there. What else was I going to ask you? A couple other stories. Oh, I know in the aftermath of this Donald Sterling L.A. Clippers case, some folks have unearthed some tidbits about the former owner of the Twins, the late Cal Griffith. And Cal Griffith, made some racist comments in his day. And believe it or not, some people now are suggesting that the statue to Cal Griffith ought to be removed as a result of some of these comments. What do you think of that idea? Silly? Seems a little silly to me. I want to talk about that a little bit today. Rob Port at the Same Thing blog, interesting analysis on the spending in North Dakota on anti-tobacco programs exceeds that of drunk driving and underage drinking. So let me ask you, what's a bigger problem among youth, North Dakota? Underage drinking, drunk driving, which, some people have called an epidemic here. I don't think it's quite that bad. I think there's something in the culture that suggests, kids are going to do what kids are going to do. But that issue is certainly, in my view, demands more attention and dollars than anti-tobacco programs. But the smoke police don't have a governor. They put the pedal to the metal, big time. So what's your take on that? And how about this congressman, this Democrat from Mississippi, who doubled down on his racial remarks in an interview with the CNN and calls Clarence Thomas an Uncle Tom? I wonder if Democrats in the House, the leadership there, will take a page out of the NBA's book here and deal with that particular issue. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Probably should look at doing that. The Obama-Biden vacation tab, $40 million. $2.9 million for two golf outings. Do you care? Does that matter to you? And what do you do about it? Seems to be getting way out of hand. Way out of hand. And the bombshell on Obamacare, you remember they've been ballyhooing all the numbers of the people that had signed up, but they never would say how many have paid their premium, because really one thing to sign up, another thing to say, okay, I've signed up and I've paid because I want it, not just sort of have something in place. 67% have paid. So two-thirds have paid, one-third have not, which basically changes those numbers big time. Tell us what you think. Those are the news headlines.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Folks, Scott Hinnon here to tell you about a great deal at one of Minnesota's premier resorts, Leech Lake. We're talking, of course, about Walker, Minnesota's famous Chase on the Lake Resort. Here's a great deal for you in May. Over Mother's Day weekend, fishing opener, $59 a night. That's right. Mark it down. May 9th through the 15th, book a classic hotel room at Chase on the Lake Resort for $59 per night. Don't forget, check the website, chaseonthelake.com. And by the way, if you go there and enter promo code SCOTT, you'll get this rate. $59 over Mother's Day weekend, May 9th through 15th, over fishing opener. Do it now because these will fill up fast and it's based on availability. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code SCOTT for the $59 a night deal. Plus, now through May 22nd, book a massage in their award-winning Avea Copperdor Spa for $1 a minute. I kid you not, Chase on the Lake's the place. One of Minnesota's premier resorts, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Tell them Scott sent you.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion for Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion for Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Golden Girls are here. I can just envision the Golden Girls growing up in their respective neighborhoods delivering May Day baskets. Did you ever do that, Blanquita?
Well, you know, I grew up in La Jolla, California.
BQ?
I'm here. I'm right here.
Hello?
Hi. Hello?
Hi, BQ. Can you hear me?
I'm right here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, but the question is, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. And I said, no, I grew up in La Jolla, California. The only thing I might deliver might be Girl Scout cookies or an ice cream cone because my dad had an ice cream store.
So wait a minute, you didn't do the May Day thing in California?
No, actually, if you want to know the truth, I was the May Queen for the school I went to. I went to a Catholic school, and I was the May Queen.
Oh, that's very cool.
You know, we had to give a little bouquet of flowers to the Virgin Mary, but we didn't do the maypole or any of that stuff out there in California. Even though it's kind of kooky out there, we didn't do that.
I don't know all of the particulars. I just remember. I remember growing up, and you'd find the little basket out on the step, and I think if you caught the person that was doing it, you're supposed to give them a little peck on the cheek. But usually
I never heard that before.
Yeah, it's really I don't know. I don't know how it's changed. I know Haley, our youngest daughter. Her quest yesterday after school was to make May Day baskets with her with a neighbor friend. So. But the actual delivery hasn't taken place because today is May Day. Today is the actual delivery. So I'll find out what the latest rules are.
Very cool. I never heard that before.
You have it, huh? Okay. Ellen is AWOL, but I want to play you something from Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz, of course, being the senator from Texas on the minimum wage debate yesterday. And he's absolutely nailed this. Listen to him.
Madam President, the discussion before this chamber is whether to raise the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour. But, Madam President, even if it passed, that is not the Obama minimum wage. Rather, the real Obama minimum wage is $0.
He's got some charts on it.
0 cents an hour.
I love these charts in the Senate.
We have right now the lowest labor force participation since 1978. To the millions of Americans who have lost their job because of $1.7 trillion in new taxes, because of crushing regulations, this is the Obama minimum wage. $0.00. Not the political window dressing of 10-10, the reality, the hard, brutal reality. Madam President, last week I was in Nebraska at a rally. And a woman named Barb came up to me. She hugged my neck. And she said, Ted, I'm a single mom. I've got 6 little kids at home. My husband left me, and he's not paying child support. And I'm working 5 jobs trying to keep my kids fed, trying to keep them with clothes on their back. And Barb had tears in her eyes. You know, one of the most brutal consequences of Obamacare is it's forced millions of Americans like Barb into part-time work because the threshold for Obamacare is 30 hours a week. So instead of having 1 or 2 jobs, Barb and millions of other single moms are going from one job to another, to another, to another, and they're not spending the time with their kids. This is the brutal reality of the Obama minimum wage. But, Madam President, I'm happy to tell you, there is a better alternative. And the better alternative, I would note, far better than zero, far better than the promise of $10.10 an hour, is $46.98. $46.98, that is the average hourly wage in the oil and gas industry in the state of North Dakota. Madam President, every one of us should want to see.
Isn't that fabulous? United States Senate yesterday, they're talking about the average energy wage in North Dakota at $46.98. And Mr. Obama, if you really want to raise... rates, we're going to try that in a few other states. Isn't that priceless, BQ?
Well, and let me give you a reality here for Texas. Just in Houston alone, do you know how many people are moving in to Houston every day, according to the head of the Chamber of Commerce? 1,200 people. San Antonio is like, I don't know, the 7th largest city in the country. And they're planning on building as many homes as large as the city of Corpus Christi because San Antonio is growing because of the Eagle Street. You think of how strong the economy is in your state, how strong the economy is in Texas, and how does the Obama administration, commend that by trying to put more restrictions on the oil and gas industry, by trying to hinder private business and make it just impossible for people that are small business people to employ people because of the ridiculous restrictions on Obamacare. And, you know, Barb is right. Believe me, I was a single mother. I know how hard it can be. And I predict, and I've told you this before, I think Ted Cruz is going to be the candidate. I think Ted Cruz is going to be the candidate even from people who may not like him as much because they know he's honorable, they know where he stands, and they know he's going to do what he says.
Yes, it's good. This is really good. And, by the way, a little fight in the Senate GOP yesterday by holding this off. Now, I know it was a procedural vote. So, what are our chances long term of preventing this from being passed in the Senate?
I don't know. You know, the Senate is so squirrely. Honest to Pete, you can hope for the best, but really and truly, it's a nail biter. And you would think that even that some of these blue dog Democrats would start to surface because it's their jobs on the line too. So I don't know. This is a nail biter.
By the way, economic fact: you raise the minimum wage, the people that are hurt the worst are minorities and kids. It costs
right.
Jobs. It's the craziest thing ever. Which is why this point that Ted Cruz is making at 46.98 being the average is one of the reasons they ought to pass the American Energy Renaissance Act, which says there's way too many government barriers that prevent this development. There's open up some federal lands, and there'll be more of those jobs. That's a great way to go. I love this.
Let me tell you, just in the trucking industry alone, truck drivers who are making, and you're seeing PhDs go in there and try to apply for jobs in the trucking industry because they're making anywhere from $80,000 to $100,000 a year with benefits because there's just so much work. And if you were in the Eagleford, you know, I know you have the same kind of thing happening in your state where you've got, you know, the food industry, the hotel industry, you've got all these other service-oriented industries
absolutely.
That are growing phenomenally.
A rising tide lifts all boats. Well, you scared Ellen off today, but we had the better of the Golden Girls, Lankita Cullum, today on the program. And we will chat tomorrow. We'll try and round up Ellen tomorrow. We're talking ag tomorrow, with our friends at Pinnacle. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name. Pinnacle, serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items. Burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large, order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Top of the hour. Dustin Moore will be here in her Check Sports in a couple of minutes. Tell you about that big Wild finish last night. Wow. You didn't stay up. You're going to love the highlights, so stay tuned for that. Casey Mohn will be here, the PGA Pro from the Bully Pulpit Golf Course. Spring can't be here. We can at least, act like it is. Dream about being at Bully Pulpit and out at the wonderful Medora. So we'll talk with the folks, Justin Fisk, too, from Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation about the new season. And Jay Olmley will be here, Senior Research Manager at the Energy and Environmental Research Center, for some facts on the science about these filter socks you hear about. So all that coming up. We have a new feature we're going to be doing weekly on the program. We're going to talk ag with our friends from Pinnacle, the agronomy division. Pinnacle, of course, the formerly known as the Farmers Union Oil Company out there in Stanley and Tioga. And Garrett Groves is the location manager for Pinnacle's agronomy division. We're going to talk a little bit about seed treatment and also seed availability. Garrett, how are you doing?
Well, it certainly could be worse, but the sun's out, so that's a good sign.
That's nice. My gosh, I tell you, this weather's been kind of strange. Speaking of which, I would imagine, like most places in the state, farmers in the patch are slow to get the seeding done, huh, with this wet weather?
Well, it's, I don't think we're certainly not beyond the eight ball yet, so it's getting close. Finally got some wheels turning a little bit yesterday, and we'll slowly but surely continue today.
Now, the tough part is, talking to some folks last night, said, it's one thing to have the wet, but then the cold, too, so nothing dries out, right? But
right.
That's the tough part, isn't it?
Well, it'd be nice to have, a couple 370-degree days in a row there to just let you know that there's still some little bit of promise anyways.
Exactly right. So tell me a little bit about the seed treatment advice you're giving folks on small grains and peas.
Well, I think this year, I don't think that there's going to be any doubt in any grower's mind in the area that we're going to be planting into cold, wet soil. I think that, barring a total turnaround here, that cold, wet deal is going to be probably for a little while here. And I think that it's probably a pretty good investment to treat everything you put in here for the time being until we get some warmer temperatures where a guy doesn't see his breath all morning long.
Well, what a dream that is. May, and I don't have to see my breath. Gosh almighty. And so that's the advice right now. And what do you treat it with?
Well, we've been using a combination of a few different things, on the peas, the guys have been using the Rancona Summits and the Apron Maxes, and the small grains, they've been either using the F3 for cereals or a Nipsit Wheat type thing. It's every farmer has his own needs, and we do our best here at Pinnacle to diagnose that and do what we can to facilitate the products that they need.
How about seed availability?
Seed availability is pretty good. Statewide, I have my dad and brother work in the eastern part of the state, and just visiting with them, it sounds like they're wetter than we are here in Tioga area. Nobody has pulled the pin on really anything, but I think that last year was a pretty good production year on seed, so there's canola, sunflowers, corn, and soybeans all still available. You know, you may not get your number one choice, but you're going to get, you know, your number two or three choice.
Good to hear. I know there's been a fair amount of concern about the delivery of fertilizer down the road. Lots of discussion with the heavy traffic on the rail. What are you hearing in that regard?
Well, it hasn't got any worse. But I can't honestly say it's gotten a lot better. It's day to day. I mean, that's what the, you know, and I don't, I'm going to blame Mother Nature on the whole deal, but there's nothing, you know, it's out of a lot of people's hands, you know, whether they know or not. You know, you virtually work day to day on what you can get in that day, and you know, we haven't seen a real big jam up yet, but the whole state isn't farming either, so.
It's something you're going to take day to day and do everything you can to make sure they got what they need, huh?
Yep, that's right.
And Mother Nature is probably the right one to lay the blame on, because obviously it was a tough winter, and that's slowed things up and been part of the log jam, we understand. So spring and summer should be better than winter. We can at least promise that. Maybe not as much as we'd like, but.
I hope it's not below zero in July.
Exactly right. Garrett, how do folks get a hold of you and talk about some of these things with you folks and your experts at the Pinnacle Agronomy Division?
You can call me direct on my cell phone. My cell phone number is 701-621-1477. And, you know, if you have any questions or any needs, just want to bounce an idea off of somebody other than maybe the person that you normally would talk to, just feel free to give me a call. And if we can't answer your question, I'll be sure to find out an answer.
Anything else you want to pass along?
No, just keep hoping for warmer weather.
63 today, according to my forecast, and a little bit of sun. So you might be turning a few more wheels today, huh?
Might lose one pair of long johns, maybe.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I mean, it's the only 60-degree day I see in a 10-day forecast here. And,
right.
And and there's precip in the forecast a little bit to tomorrow, and again Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So this is the closest.
Just want to, you know, wish farmers out there good luck, and we're here if the guy needs something.
All right, Garrett's number again, 701-621-1477, or stop and see the crew at Pinnacle's Agronomy Division. Hopefully a busy, productive day out there for our grower friends, and we'll be checking in with the folks at the Agronomy Division of Pinnacle Weekly for updates here. Thanks so much, Garrett. Good to talk to you.
All right, thanks. Have a great day.
You too. All right, folks, 21 before 9 o'clock. We're going to crank up the open phones. Always welcome your calls, questions, and comments at 855-200-1776, of course, next hour. And don't you love that North Dakota makes the minimum wage debate? It's a great argument. I want to talk a little bit about that today as well. I'll tell you more about our weather forecast here coming up in a little bit. Also, Medora in the focus today. They're opening up. And some science, some facts on the oil filter stocks with an expert, Jay Elmley, from the Energy and Environmental Resource Center coming up. Dustin Moore is here to tell us a little bit about that unbelievable game last night between the Minnesota Wild and the Colorado Avalanche. The Avalanche have been eliminated from the Stanley Cup playoffs, and the Wild are going to play the Blackhawks. Tell us more, D.
Well, if you were able to stay awake for it last night, it was a fantastic game that had a little bit of everything in it, and we'll give you some of the highlights here shortly. The Wild do advance to the second round of the playoffs against the Chicago Blackhawks. That game will start on Friday. It'll be another late one. But if you were able to stay up for the one last night, which I had trouble doing, I had to hear the game-tying goal and the game-winning goal after it had happened, and my head had to pop up off the pillow to see what was going on. But it was fantastic, a roller coaster of emotion. I couldn't tell what was tougher, being right on the cusp of losing that game or trying to stay awake. It was a thriller, and it got real exciting when Nito Niederreiter scored his first goal of the playoffs.
Colorado up by one. Kyle Brodziak through the middle. Over the line, gains entry, Niederreiter with a shot, he scores! Nino Niederreiter with his first, and Minnesota has tied it.
That was in the third period, 6:33 into the third period, where Nito Niederreiter scored his first goal. The game just kept going back and forth. Colorado would score, Minnesota would score. There was four different times that Minnesota had to tie the game, and they never led until Niederreiter scored his second goal of the game. But it got real exciting as Jared Spurgeon had his second of the playoffs, 17:33 into the third.
Niederreiter, given a shot by Hayless. Spurgeon's in, delayed, shoots one, he scores! Jared Spurgeon has tied it!
Unbelievable move made by Spurgeon, kind of held up with the puck a little bit, and then just sent a sniper shot to the top right corner of the goal. Fantastic tie. Late in the third period, Wild fans, I know including myself, had to be feeling pretty good about that. And then in overtime, it looked like many times the Wild were just on the verge, one pass, one you know, missed bounce away from having their season wrapped up. But it was Nito Niederreiter who wouldn't be denied.
Played here by Danny Heatley, and out they come 2-on-1. This is Niederreiter holding on to it, and he scores! Nito Niederreiter wins the series for the Minnesota Wild!
There was many heroes in last night's game, including Darcy Kemper, who ended up having to leave partway through the third, I believe, because of an injury that happened sometime in the third period. Nito Niederreiter, though, the big hero of the game, and we have audio from him from Wild.com from the postgame.
You find an extra level, and I think that's what I tried to do in Game 6, and had a chance to refocus and take the same energy with in Game 7. And tonight, I mean, the whole team stuck with it for 60-plus minutes, and at the end of the day, we got rewarded, and that's all that matters.
The way you guys were able to come back four times from a one-goal deficit, what does it say about this club?
I mean, it just shows a lot of heart. I mean, we knew we had to play 60-plus minutes to win a hockey game here, and I mean, obviously we're down a lot, obviously a couple ups and downs on the bench, but I feel we stuck with it the whole night, and at the end of the day we got rewarded, and that's all that matters.
You score a Game 7 goal in overtime. Did you think much about the celebration after? Do you remember even what was going through your mind?
No, I mean it still feels kind of unreal. I mean, it was happened so quickly, and I wasn't sure if it went in at that point or not, but then obviously everybody came celebrate, and after that, I mean, it just felt great that we got a win.
Multiple times during the course of that game, Niederreiter had put on some amazing moves, and they ended up paying off for him as he just kept putting the puck on the net. Again, a fantastic game for the Wild. There are going to be some question marks behind who's going to be starting Game 1 of their Western Conference second-round series against the Chicago Blackhawks. Brizgalov was forced into Game 7 yesterday with 8:13 remaining in the third period because Darcy Kemper couldn't continue because of an undisclosed injury. It looked like he had taken a bump from Stastny behind the net. Duchesne behind the net, and then as Ryan Suter was coming back to get into the play, Kemper's head hit the hip of Suter, and again, it's undisclosed at this point, or as far as I know, but it kind of looked like it may have been a head or neck injury that Kemper ended up getting during that play. The collision was with Duchesne behind the net, and that was actually in the second period. Kemper's left leg appeared to buckle under him. Again, he hit his head against Suter, but he did stay into the game at that point. It wasn't until the third period, after Kemper gave up a goal, that Brizgalov ended up coming in. He started the series at Colorado, but lost games 1 and 2. We'll see what he ends up doing if he gets the nod for game 1 against Chicago. Big win for the Wild. The games against Chicago will be Friday, Sunday, and Tuesday. More of What's on Your Mind coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate courses. Correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
What's on your mind? 855-200-1776. I'd be lying if I said it was anything other than the Wild winning last night. And actually, I didn't even find out till this morning they won. Just got TV was on. I woke up at 3 in the morning. Glasses still on. You know, remote control in my hand. Nudged my wife, said, who won?
I don't know.
It was tied. We didn't even know until this morning. Oh, thank you, Google. Actually, I didn't Google it. I binged it. Yeah, I binged it. Anyway, I have a unwritten rule that the G word should be banned. Only because they don't have 1,000 jobs in North Dakota like our friends at Microsoft do. So that's why it's a binging. It's a binging. Okay, so I gave you a little preview of the weather out in the patch earlier, and actually we'll break 60. I've been talking about this 10-day forecast. I look at it every day and say, okay, you know, let's get back to... Remember when we were pining for what song you wanted to hear on the first 70-degree day, and we hit it a couple of weeks ago, was that 3 weeks ago now? We had that first 70-degree day. And I'll tell you what, I think it was Easter Sunday. It was up there near 70. And otherwise, that we've been out of the 70. Now breaking 60 is like all but impossible. Forecast looks like this. We'll start in the patch day because it's decent. 63 and partly cloudy today. Winds northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 39. Northwest wind at 10 to 20 miles an hour. So 63 and some sun today. 39 degrees for a low. Looks like from about 12 noon, all sun. Even the partly cloudy skies will break away. So make hay, folks. Tomorrow, some sun early. And then that'll bring some cloud cover. 30% chance of some thundershower activity. 57 tomorrow. Cloudy Saturday, 50. Sunday, 52. Some rain forecast both Sunday, Monday. Well, actually, Tuesday and Wednesday, like a 60 and 70% chance of the rain in the patch. All right, so Fargo. Flood warning continues, by the way, because the rain showers will continue. And they are in the forecast for a good chunk of the day. Forecast says rain showers early, becoming more intermittent in the afternoon. High of 54, northwest wind 15 to 25, 60% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy, followed by mostly cloudy skies and a few showers after midnight. Low of 41 with a west-southwest wind at 10 to 15 miles an hour. North wind at 20 at this very moment, 39 degrees. And, again, 54 for a high today. Some sun in 57 tomorrow, a little bit of sun Saturday, 54. Sunday, 55. Monday, sunny, partly sunny, 55. Then cloudy Tuesday. And, again, heavy-duty chance of showers Wednesday and Thursday. Don't see a 60-degree day. Nowhere. Nowhere to be found. Can't make this up. All right, temps in the oil patch, 36 in Tioga, 36 in Williston, Watford City, 37. Low 60s today, though, in the patch, so that's the good news with some sunshine. Newtown in 37 right now, Stanley, 37, Columbus, partly cloudy, 36. Let's check out the valley start up north, partly cloudy in Grand Forks, 39 degrees, Hillsborough cloudy, 39 degrees. I'll go further north, Grafton, 39. Kindred, 39, Breckenridge, 37, over in Fergus, cloudy, 37, Detroit Lakes, cloudy, 37, Thief River, cloudy, 37 degrees, World, cloudy, and 37, down South Dakota, cloudy, 37 at this hour in Watertown, Sioux Falls, 39 degrees, Aberdeen, 39, Bismarck, 37, and again, Fargo, cloudy, and 39 degrees. Actually, I have a wind chill factor right now, like 28 degrees. You can't make this up, folks. You certainly cannot. All right. Here is something a little disturbing. I'm not going to name any names, but a well-known Democratic mouthpiece is asking the question today, why do ours, that'd be short for Republicans, hate the minimum wage? So let me ask you, conservatives, to answer his question. Why do you hate the minimum wage? Might it be because we prefer freedom and free markets? And I'm gonna subscribe to the Ted Cruz theory. Hey, the minimum wage, the average wage, rather, in the energy sector in North Dakota is $46.98. So what's North Dakota doing that other places could do where, you know, you'd blow by 10 in a hurry and you could give people opportunity for new jobs? Isn't that the way to go? Isn't that the way to think? And by the way, if you don't think 10-10 has been selected as a way to pander, there's political pandering, what it is, number one. Number two, there's union wages tied to it, so it isn't about somebody making $10.10. Craziest idea ever. Hike the minimum wage, minorities, younger workers end up being hurt the worst. So I guess the question is answered best this way. The facts are the reason that ours hate the minimum wage. I hate the minimum wage because I think the idea of raising a family on a minimum wage is ridiculous. Can't do it. Can't do it at all. So I would hope every single person would aspire to a higher wage. Not that difficult, is it? We'll tackle that and a few others as well. Watch your take on it. 855-200-1776. Press 1, leave a message. Press 2 to chat with us live on the air. We'll do it next on the program we call What's on Your Mind, right here.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I'm a very bad man. watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We designed a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.